Chapter 12. The increase of Big Brother billboards and body cams. So far, we saw, for the first time in the history of mankind, the first type of Big Brother surveillance system that they have already put into place is the information system. The second type was the satellite system. The Big Brother's eye in the sky with satellites watching our every move. And the last two times we saw the third type was the camera system. The Big Brother eye on the ground with cameras. And there we saw, whether you realize it or not, there are cameras right now on the ground, as well as microphones hidden all over the place, even in places you wouldn't suspect, watching and listening to our every move. We saw that with cameras in the cities, cameras on the streets, and last time, cameras in buildings and even cameras in the transportation system. Everywhere you go, they are watching you, monitoring you like a rat, which means people won't be able to run and hide in some horrible time frame called the 7-year tribulation. You'll never make it to your bug-out shelter. And once again, they're not just doing this by and large and secret, but they're also lying about it and being deceitful, and once again, that's exactly what the Antichrist is going to do in the 7-year tribulation. But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to God's.
2 Thessalonians 2:7-10. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs and wonders, and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refused to love the truth and so be saved.
In other words, they didn't want to hear the truth. But according to our text, we see that when the Antichrist is revealed, he's not only going to use secretive behavior to set up his machinery in the background, he's also going to use what? False, counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles, right? In other words, he's going to use lies and deceit. Which is why it says it's being done in accordance with the work of Satan. Jesus said in John chapter 8, Satan is a liar and the father of all lies. So, the Antichrist is going to follow in Satan's footsteps. This passage gives us two more tactics the Antichrist will use to set up his kingdom in the 7-year tribulation to dupe people. It's not only being done in secret, but he'll be using lies and deceit. And again, that's exactly what's being done right now with this Antichrist Big Brother global monitoring system. We are being lied to and deceived about it as they set this system up to monitor us. The first technology they're lying and deceiving us about is billboards. That's right. Talk about Tom Cruise and the movie Minority Report. Remember that movie where he was on the run trying to hide out, but wherever he went, the billboards kept recognizing him and talking back to him.
Minority Report clip: a commercial for Lexus is playing on the billboard on one side of the hallway, but on the other side, another commercial is for Revlon. As Tom Cruise walks down this hallway, each of the billboards show a face recognition. They say John Anderson here and John Anderson there on each side of the hallway. Even as he is walking down that hallway with several other people. They have print out John Anderson, member since 2037. While he walks down the street, he has three sets of eyes following his every move. In order to get away, he gets new eyeballs implanted. Now he walks into the building and the receptionist calls out, "Hello, Mr. Yakimoto, welcome back to the Gap. How did the assorted tank tops work for you?" This welcome was from the billboard just inside the door. He says, "Mr. Yakimoto?"
Mr. Yakimoto is right. He said that because that was after he switched his eyeballs out so they couldn't find him like the first time, but they found him anyway. But how many of you remember that movie? I'm here to tell you, believe it or not, that science fiction movie is now our modern day reality. They're already implementing billboards just like what you saw in that movie that are watching, monitoring, and scanning us. And again, I think I know why. The enemy's not dumb. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's building a lying, deceptive Big Brother system so that no one can get away in the 7-year tribulation. Including those who would say something like this, "I don't need God. I don't need Jesus. I don't need to get saved. I'm the ultimate survivor. And, when the hammer comes down in the 7-year tribulation, I'm just going to sneak around, hide out behind the scenes, darting here and there in and out of the shadows, they'll never find me." Ha! 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 Really? You really think the enemy hasn't thought of that? Again, this is why we have been lied to and deceived about these new billboards they're putting up all over. They're not just for us to look up at them anymore. Oh no! they're also designed to be looking back down at us. Just like Minority Report.
Next News Network. Did you hear about this? Clear Channel billboards are going Big Brother. Merritt Kennedy for NPR reports that Clear Channel Outdoor, the largest outdoor advertising company in the United States, it's starting a new program called Radar that will use billboards to map real-world habits and behaviors from nearby customers. The technology is sure to help advertisers to better target their ads, but privacy advocates argue that it is, well, a little creepy. Radar commercial. From traditional and digital roadside displays to commuter and airport hubs and the towering screens of Times Square, out-of-home advertising is unskippable, captivating hundreds of millions of consumers every month. Now with its Radar analytics sweep, Clear Channel Outdoor brings digital audience inside targeting out-of-homes to the physical world. Here's how it works. Using anonymous aggregated data from consumer cellular and mobile devices, Radar measures consumers' real-world travel patterns and behaviors while they move throughout their day. Analyzing data as direction of travel, billboard viewability, and visits to specific destinations. This movement data is the map of Clear Channel's displays. Next News Network. Sounds like something right out of the Minority Report with Tom Cruise, if you ask me.
And I would agree. But the point is, have fun trying to run and hide in the 7-year tribulation. You should have gotten saved and avoided the whole thing because now even the billboards, just like in Minority Report, will get you. It's called soft disclosure. Little by little they get us used to the society they're creating for us. And it's not a good one. The second technology they're lying and deceiving us about is body cams. And I'm not just talking about the body cams they put on police nowadays. We'll get into that in a little bit. I'm talking about the trend for anybody and everybody to wear cameras on their body. And again, I think I know why. The enemy's not dumb. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's building a lying, deceptive Big Brother system that no one can get away from in the 7-year tribulation, including those who would say something like this, "Okay, I'll tell you what. I still don't need God. I still don't need Jesus. I don't need to get saved. I'm the ultimate survivor, here's what I'm going to do. Maybe they'll find me with all these new billboards out there like in Minority Report, I'll give you that, but see, that's just it. I'm just going to avoid all those billboards and voila. They can't get me. Ha. 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 Really? You think the enemy hasn't thought of that too? This is why we have been lied to and deceived about all these new body cameras out there that people are wearing. You see, we thought they were just for us to record things that we were looking at for our own private use. Oh no. They actually allow others to see and record what we see as well. The first type of body cameras they're doing this with is glass cameras. Including these just released by Snapchat of all things.
CNET reports, they are here, only $129, and they came out of a vending machine. These are Snapchat spectacles. Early this morning, Snapchat dropped a beautiful, large, yellow, vending machine on the Venice Beach boardwalk in Santa Monica, California. What happened next was exactly what they hoped for. Hundreds of Snapchat users lined up in the Southern California heat for the opportunity to pick up a pair of spectacles. So, let's take a look. The packaging is really cool. The case acts as a charger for your spectacles, and it's actually really easy to use. They are lightweight when you put them on, which I wasn't expecting, and pairing them to your device is as easy as opening the Snapchat app and looking at your snap code with spectacles. Once you've done that, you can click the button to take 10-second snaps. If you click it before the 10 seconds are up, it will continue your video. If not, that 10 seconds of footage gets uploaded to your memories, and then you can publish them as you chose.
Or anyone who decides to hack into your glasses that are connected to your cell phone and uses your glasses to monitor other people around you. But hey, you're not supposed to think that. It's just about being cool and hip. In fact, speaking of being cool and hip, you might be thinking, well, hey, I'd never get those because I don't like that particular style of glasses. I'll just have to wait until they get something cooler. Well, hey, wait no more. Problem solved. Now everybody can have these cameras on their glasses because you can just attach them to your existing already cool ones and start monitoring all kinds of people, like these guys.
Pogo Cam commercial, wearable cameras are cool. But before now, wearing them out socially was not. I mean, would you want one of these strapped to you? headgear, or how about if you tape your cell phone to your head, it can be hands-free. Of course not. So how do you take pictures and videos to tape your experience while also being in the moment? Meet Pogo Cam, the first wearable camera. Regular eye and sunglasses become enhanced with the world's smallest detachable quality camera. So, experiences like these are captured in the moment. Like family get-togethers, special events, hanging out with friends, or just cruising the town having fun, and even those once-in-a-lifetime moments when bringing out your phone means potentially missing them. Pogo Cam works with your favorite brands by attaching a Pogo track, a metallic strip built into your favorite frames, so you stay fashionable with whatever pair you wear. Since Pogo Cam is removable, you can switch it to any of your favorite pairs as long as it has the Pogo track on it, so your style can change at any moment. Even sunglasses. So, if you don't wear glasses, you can still look cool and capture moments as they happen. Pogo Cam can capture and store hundreds of photos and even minutes of video with audio with comparable quality to your smartphone camera and has a proprietary mobile app which ensures the image you see is the image you capture. Simply look and shoot. The content is transferred easily to your devices and with the Pogo Cam app can quickly be shared with friends and on social media.
Including anyone else who hacked into your glasses through your cell phone and turned them into a monitoring device. But hey, you're not supposed to think that. It's just about convenience and looking cool. What are you? Some sort of wacky conspiracy nut. Yeah, right. Sounds like somebody's lying and deceiving me. But hey, maybe you're still out there resisting this wonderful camera technology because you just don't like glasses, period. Well hey, worry no more. There's no reason to miss out on all this monitoring fun. Now they've come out with a new contact lens that does the same thing. Here's just one that came out from Sony.
Today's show. Anyone here wear contact lenses? Check this out. Pretty soon those contact lenses could be doing a lot more than improving your vision. They could be recording everything you see. Sony has just filed a patent for contact lenses. They would snap a photo when you blink your eye. Then you would be able to send that photo to a wireless device like a smartphone or a tablet. Sony's not alone, Google also is working on similar technology. I love technology, I don't know if I'm in favor of this one though. Think of what could happen there.
Yeah, think of what could happen is right. They're called smart contact lenses that are connected to your smartphone and I sure hope nobody hacks into them like those other glasses to see what you're seeing and recording. Remember, as we saw before, anytime you see the word smart before something, what do? You supplant it with the words Big Brother because that's exactly what's going on with the device. These so-called smart contact lenses are being looked upon to do way more than just snap a photo with a blink of an eye. Au contraire. They're also being pitched as the new bionic eye that will allow you to record video and even connect to the internet for directions.
Decode. Imagine having the entire internet available at the blink of an eye, with a computer monitor on your contact lens. It's already more science than fiction. You may be walking down the street and you see a restaurant, and you would like more information about this restaurant, and that can be displayed in front of your eyes. You can imagine a number of different things. The GPS will show you directions to your destination. That information can be superimposed to what you normally see. Smart contacts could soon give you robot vision, giving you the ability to record video with just the blink of an eye. Like a spy movie, tech giant Sony, Google and Samsung have all filed patents for the future of digital contact lenses. Movie clip from Mashable, see, I put this in my eye. It's a little camera and then I give this to TJ and then he's able to see everything I see. Hey, I'm seeing what you are seeing. I see me looking at you, looking at me and I see me. Plans for lenses include capturing photos and video, cued by a light sensor that detects eyelid movement. The images would then transfer wirelessly to a smartphone. Augmented reality contact lenses are also in development. The technology behind Google Lens, which can identify most objects and locations it sees, could one day be integrated into the lens.
In fact, some of these bionic lenses come with this feature: wink your right eye to zoom in, wink your left eye to zoom out. This vision-enhancing system will upgrade human eyesight 3x the magnification, creating telescopic capabilities. So now there's no more of even squinting your eyes or adjusting your glasses to see somebody, just zoom in with a wink and find that suspect in the 7-year tribulation, you know, that one that said they don't need Jesus. But you still might be thinking, okay, Pastor Billy. Listen. Now you've lost it. This is just wacky conspiracy stuff thinking that people are going to use cameras on their bodies to find people and arrest them. Calm down. Really? Well, you might want to pay attention to China, again. Remember, as we saw before, they're on the forefront of this Big Brother technology and Big Brother total surveillance society. That's what they're building. And I believe they're the playground for the Antichrist system that is being built on a global basis. Believe it or not, China is already looking at using their glasses to scan crowds looking for suspects. No conspiracy theory, folks, it's here.
Channel TV reports. Increasing amounts of high-tech gadgets from glasses with facial recognition to robots will be on display at China Rubber Stamp Parliament. To maintain security and track troublemakers, police in the country are using facial recognition, black tech glasses, as part of the major push by its leaders to boost security using technology representing a new era of surveillance in the country. This security push in China is bringing reality closer to science fiction. Using artificial intelligence, the glasses can scan details like car plates or facial features, matching them in real time with a centralized blacklist. It could help security forces identify people and vehicles in real time. The big worry is, who's on the blacklist? In theory, it's those with criminal records, but it could also include a wide range of people from lawyers and artists to journalists and charity workers. The AI glasses are now being trialed by the police across the country. But it doesn't stop there. More of what China calls black tech is being rolled out. Drones to monitor its border areas, dogs fitted with cameras that feed back into the headsets. Systems to track and sense the behavior online, and can scan and possibly read data on your smartphone.
In other words, have fun trying to escape from that system, let alone in the 7-year tribulation. You should have just gotten saved and avoided the whole thing. But no. Now you're on their what? Their so-called blacklist for disobeying the Antichrist, and all this body camera technology will find you anywhere you go. And did you see that other thing in there? They even put cameras on animals. Cameras are everywhere. But hey, good thing this is just in China. Yeah, right. That brings us to the second type of body cameras they're lying and deceiving us about, as police cameras. Whether you realize it or not, we're already seeing signs of our police force being forced right here in America to mandatorily wear body cams, just like in China. Remember when those were optional? Not anymore.
Greater Boston reports, unless you have been living in a cave, you have no doubt seen some high-profile shows showing some police misconduct, and the extreme incident was captured on body cameras. The debate is on if all officers should be made to wear them is picking up steam. CBS This Morning, the New York Police Department is implementing the country's largest body camera program. More than 20,000 officers will wear the cameras once the rollout is complete in 2019. Recordings like this can show how the body cameras are used. Up to half the country's roughly 18,000 law enforcement agencies are adopting them. We are in Washington Metro PD 1st District Station, and there are about 100 body cameras along this wall. Every day the officers take them out of the charging dock, put them on their chest, and hit the streets. Baltimore, November 25, 2016, body-worn cameras offer an unfiltered look at the interaction between police and the community. Bill de Blasio, New York City Mayor, all NYPD members on patrol will be wearing body-worn cameras. CBS This Morning, recently Commander Ralph Ennis showed us how they work. Commander Ralph Ennis, from the time I hit the button, it's recording video and audio. CBS This Morning, so, it's recording me right now? Commander Ralph Ennis, yes. It's recording our conversation.
Whoa. So, it's not just video but audio. That sounds deceptive. And that's just police body cameras. That's not counting all the other areas body cameras are already being used right now in the US. Firefighters. Healthcare workers. Medial industry. Military. Journalism. Commerce. General surveillance. Covert surveillance. Action cameras like cycling. skiing, surfboarding, snowboarding, you name it. Everybody's got a body camera. In fact, this has become such a privacy concern that even the secular industry is admitting that all this technology could create a large-scale data collection that is combined with facial recognition and other technologies to create videos in bulk and the means for all cameras, including body-worn cameras, to create a means of tracking people anywhere they go. Now if that don't sound like China, I don't know what does. In fact, speaking of which, thanks to Motorola, our police will also have the capability, just like China, to find anyone in a crowd in real time.
Motorola Solutions. Finding a missing child with real-time artificial intelligence. A child is missing. The police have been notified and the child's picture is in the system at the station. As the police walk through the crowds looking for the child, he has on his glasses which have facial recognition and also his body camera. He has the child's description so he knows exactly who he is looking for. He passes many people on this street and his glasses scan each face, adult and child. Many pass by but suddenly his glasses match with a little boy walking with another little boy in the crowd.
Yup. Subject found. Just like in China, only it's here in the US. One report said, China's mini-camera system scans the crowd for potential suicide bombers where police can scan a sea of people with special goggles to see if they are under extreme stress, like a suicide bomber would be. Which made one guy there say, I already feel tense if a police officer is looking at me, let alone with these strange goggles on. Yeah. You better smile and keep on smiling and never stop. But hey, at least with all this technology it's totally secure and it'll never get into somebody's hands to use for some nefarious global purpose, will it? Yeah, right. That's actually another thing we're being lied to and deceived about. It's not only not secure, but just about anybody can hack into these systems, including the average Joe with normal devices.
Lily Hay Newman. Writer. Wired. Body cameras have become a common tool used by law enforcement across the United States. The footage they capture is often instrumental in investigating crimes and allegations of police misconduct. But one security researcher says that many models currently in use by police departments are vulnerable to a wide range of digital attacks.
We can track it, we can manipulate the data on it, upload and download videos.
And the cameras could also be used to smuggle malware into a police station. Josh Mitchell, the security researchers who discovered these issues with the cameras, says the devices suffer from many of the same security lapses found in other connected Internet of Things, like baby monitors and printers, even cars.
I think altogether this whole setup costs less than $100.
Mitchell, who works in San Antonio, Texas, showed me how he could hack into one camera using a laptop and a long-range antenna he bought online. If you were to hack anywhere in world, there would be like a million devices all connected to different networks.
So, I can identify this specific device from the wireless access points.
I walked a few dozen yards away wearing one of the cameras and Mitchell easily hacked into it. He could see everything, where I went and even the passcode I used to lock my phone. But that is just the beginning. Many of the cameras can connect wirelessly with other devices and they transmit a unique ID as part of the process. But none of the Wi-Fi enabled cameras, as Mitchell analyzed, match those signals, essentially turning them into tracking beacons.
Whoa. So now they can not only be used to record video and audio but become a tracking device that any average Joe can hack into on a regular basis. That's pretty deceptive. Somebody lied about that. Here's the point. Stir all this together, and for the first time in mankind's history, we really have the ability for one guy, whose name rhymes with the Antichrist, to monitor the whole planet. Whether it's cameras in the sky with satellites, or on the ground in cities, streets, buildings, the whole transportation system, billboards, and even in body cams on just about everybody, including animals. This whole system can be hacked into on a global basis, which means anyone, anywhere can be under total surveillance, creating a seamless net that no one can run and hide in the 7-year tribulation. Where have I heard that before? The ability is not coming, it's already here. No wonder it's going to be a bloodbath. And that's precisely why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, tribulation rising concerning modern technology and the AI invasion, to show us that the tribulation is near and the second coming of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. And that's why Jesus himself said,
Luke 21:28. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
Like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the 7-year tribulation are rising. Wake up. And so, the point is this. If you're a Christian today and you're not doing anything for the Lord, shame on you. Get busy doing something for Jesus now. Stop wasting your life. We need you. Don't sit on the sidelines. Get on the front line and help us. Let's get busy working together doing something splendid for Jesus with what time is left and get busy saving souls. Amen? But if you're reading this today and you're not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, give your life to Jesus now. Because this monitoring system of the Antichrist and the false prophet is not going to lead to a life of great convenience and total security, but a system that forever does away with any anonymity. Don't fall for the lie. Don't be deceived. Take the way out now, the only way out now, through Jesus Christ, and avoid the whole thing, before it's too late. Amen?